Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. And I'm here to tell you, God is good. Don't let the world lie to you about God. Don't let them poison your ears with that evil illusion. You know, before I did this broadcast, the Lord had me to take a look at Genesis 11. When man tried to build a tower to heaven, men always want to do something another way. One thing Jesus gave us, and people are not capitalizing on it like they should, mainstream. I don't know about new mainstream. There's a new mainstream, you know. There's a move of God that Satan can't hinder. There's a move of God happening right now, and Satan can't handle it. There are people who follow him, and they are on point. They're just like what Daniel said. They that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And at this point, the move of God is so great that they're doing what needed to be done all along, and they're not yielding to the whims of the devil. You know, but the enemy has been trying to poison all of our minds all along. That's why I don't cast a lot of blame. Now, when I talk about the pastors of old that God sent me to, and how they didn't follow God the way that, according to His specification, all of them did try to be, they were more devoted to what they could believe. But God, the Lord couldn't introduce them to greater things because they stuck with what they knew. The Lord told me that when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. So it was impossible to learn what God was trying to give him. All right. I'm not trying to clean this up. That's just how I did notice they became more dedicated to do what they were already doing. But see, some things remained unclear. And I know the difference, because when you go in God's presence and learn, and you see what God is trying to take them, and then they're not going there, it's a problem. I wouldn't have known it if the Lord didn't point it out. And the Lord was showing me a real need that people can't see. Excuse me. And the only way you can know these things is to follow God yourself. Because the knowledge that He's introducing is so much greater, and you don't have it right now. But when He makes it clear, you see the logic in it. You say, wow, how come I couldn't see that before? Now, the way I'm explaining these things, I show you things that the Lord has done to me, how He cleared things up, made things plain. Well, see, God can solve doubts. You know, when they had their wine cup party in Babylon, and they were drinking out of the vessels that came from the temple, and they saw the handwriting on the wall, they couldn't decipher. So the queen told her son, I believe that was her son, to go and get Daniel. Daniel could interpret. One thing she said about Daniel, he solves doubts. So when you go in, the point is this, when you live in God's presence, receive His orders, receive His protocols like we've been talking about, you solve doubts too. Or the Holy Spirit will show you clearly what's happening so that you can step out of the illusional world. Now, I said earlier, a lot of things are not taught mainstream, but guess what? There's a new mainstream. But this one's different. People who obey God, you know, Daniel said that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. These kind of people that I'm describing, when God gives them something to do it. They bring it to fruition, and they don't let others stop them. They don't need others to agree with them. If their spouse don't agree, or if their spouse is lazy about the things of God, they manage to do it anyway. If their children don't help or get in trouble, they manage to do what they can at their home, and they manage to do the things of God anyway. When the people they were counting on fail, they do it anyway. When they start something and then people leave and start another ministry, that happens too. They do it anyway. A friend of mine, the Lord gave him an assignment, and he was counting on people and nobody was really helping. And he had this burden to do this. To he was going to rent a place, a building, and then cater it, and go out and get homeless people and have somebody preaching to them all day. And he did this. It was a one-day event. He catered it. It was done well. He had somebody preaching, and he got in his van, his minivan, and went and got homeless people. But before that, I said, Odin, when God gives you something to do, don't trust nobody to do it. Nobody. Make it happen. There's a way to do it. Make it happen. And he said, man, I'm glad you, and he did it. I let him use my equipment, and I couldn't even stay. So I had band equipment, and I let him use that equipment, and it turned out very well. A man went home to got a job. He went back to his wife, got a job. Odie found this man under the bridge. He found two or three people like that. People that God loved were able to be reunited in their homes instead of living under a bridge. So when you want to do, when God gives you something to do, you got to make it happen. And who knows where this will go? Because see, when you get somebody on the right track again, they have a pure love for God, and they become people who get things done. That's how it works. Elder Lewis left a good job, and you know, he could have stayed up there and just been a minister at the church he was going to, and making all that money and at the Detroit GM plant. But he quit that job, came to Alabama, and started a ministry here. Took over a church for Bishop Bonner. And he was a blessing. See, I'm standing on his shoulders too. And I talk about him sometimes. There's a lot of things I couldn't have learned without him. So what you do for God, it don't have to look fantastic, but it has to be done. That was a man I heard about. He preached his heart out in a very small church in the woods. And he preached and preached and never had a big congregation. But he turned out to be Billy Graham's pastor. See, a move of God don't have to happen. It don't have to be something you can see. That's why I say mainstream, the new mainstream, is what God raised up. People who will follow him according to God's specifications. They do what Jesus did. They go to the Father and get marching orders. They don't just do something. See, the anointing, it's too many things people don't understand about the anointing. Some people the Lord can work with and get them where they need to be. Your anointing has a jurisdiction and a time frame. You have to be in your jurisdiction at the right time for everything to work right. Especially if you're a pastor. But not just a pastor. But whatever God gives you to do, he raised you up, and there are people that will enter in to the glories that you're entering into. There are people that you can connect with and relate to. You can't connect with everybody. You can't connect with all Christians. Some Christians are just not going to do it. But God knows the ones that will hear what he's given you. Some people have been indoctrinated already. Some people are just, they're not going to do no more than what they're already doing. I thank God for salvation. But that's just the way it is. Some people are going to take the baton and continue it. And some people are not. Now, don't try to make people do what they're not going to do. Thank God they'll do what they can do or what they will do or what God has them to do. That might be different than what you're doing. But don't shut another ministry down. Because God has so many needs. Satan ain't just messing. He's not just picking at churches. He's picking at everybody. All right, I'll give you an example. The faith men of God, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Charles Capps, Jerry Savelle, honorable men of God, they taught people faith, and people still need to be taught faith. Steve Quayle, he's alerting people to what the enemy is doing in the dark. behind the scenes of governments. Now, some people say, well, my pastor don't teach like him. I'm not going to listen to him. No, you can't do that. His ministry and Tom Horn's ministry is just as valuable. See, they're preparing people to be alert, to be alerted to what to Satan's end game. There are things going on you wouldn't believe. And the Lord showed this to Steve Quayle. He talks about it. When he first got saved, the Lord showed him the whole thing, how it was going to end. And then, and just like Tom Horn, the Lord gave it to him as is necessary for him to know it. He caused them to forget what they saw. You know, and then as time go on, the Lord show it, he bring it back and they remember it. When I first heard Steve Quayle and Tom Horn, I never heard anything like that. In a way, I did. But a lot of it, I didn't. I asked the Lord about things, and he told me things that happens. It was, and I put it this way, the things that God, the portion, the small portion that God gave me, I could understand what God gave them. I put it that way. Because he gave them more details than he gave me. So if I want to know the details, I got to see Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino. They're doing the research. They brought people back to the knowledge of giants that the Smithsonian and our government are trying to hide. And the Vatican are trying to hide. Giants existed even in modern times. And it wasn't long ago that they went underground. So just because it's not something that everybody can put a finger on and point at, don't mean it's not there. And we need to be aware of what's going on. And I can tell you things by revelation, but right now, it's important for me to continue teaching people about the dynamics of following God. See, the things that they said is relevant. You know, what did a platoon of soldiers got killed by a giant in Kandahar? Okay, in 2013, I think it was. And it was leaked out, and then Steve Quayle got a hold of it, of course, and told people about it. Come to find out, the giants are still about. They just live in caves underground. And I knew, you know, by the Holy Spirit, I knew this. You know, the flood of Noah. One day I was thinking about the flood of Noah. The water was 15 cubits above the mountains. Okay, I said, those people were smart that God was trying, that he was destroying. If you study chapter 6, 7, and 8 closely, before it rained, the great deep broke and the ground became like quicksand. Then it rained. It trapped the people. Those were smart people. Because it said the giants of those days, they were people of old, men of renown, but pre-Adam people. But see, the angels that made it with the daughters of men, they caused them to be, you know, they put them in man's lineage. That wasn't God's will. What the people that lived before Adam, before the flood was, earth was flooded, in Lucifer's flood, they were probably more like the giants. I don't know for sure. I had a dream about them, and God gave me information about it. See, that there are things that if God revealed to you, you know it. Just because it don't happen to people in mainstream, and or they don't talk about it, you don't know what a person knows. God don't reveal everything to everybody. People have to be prepared for information. Well, I sought the Lord, so he continued to teach me. And if you do the same thing, he'll teach you too. Then he'll link you to people that he's given that assignment to. See, assignments go to people. And when they receive them, then the glory of that assignment and the anointing goes with it. And they walk in. Steve Quayle is operating in a glory that God gave him, that he graced him to. And the anointing. He has Holy Spirit revelation on the topics he's talking about. So does Tom Horn. And so do the ufologists that are God spirit filled. So they have God raised them up to do this work, this miserable work. Knowing about satanic things is not fun. It can be interesting from a certain point of view, but it's also a burden. But people who teach faith, that's important too. So you can cooperate with the Lord. So you can, faith is a definer. It links the covenant to reality. So the enemy, he's trying to, he's the illusionist. Satan tried to create the normal way of people's thinking process. He did it one time with the tower. He had a crazy man, Nimrod, to rule the world, and everybody followed him, and their heart was linked. Satan wants that again. Now, and we know, of course, he's going to try to do it. He's trying to pull it off again with the Antichrist. But this time, he's going to have weapons. He's going to make it look so big that people who are in the world system, they're going to think it's impossible to defeat him, and they're going to join him. But the people who know the Lord their God, they're not. They're going to be strong and do exploits, even in those days. And there will be Christians in those days. Even though God is going to remove his church now so he can judge the earth. But, and I believe the judgment, God is going to remove us so that he can judge. He's not moving us out of the path of the Antichrist. He told me, he said, I'm moving you out of my way. We have the power to keep the Antichrist underground. And we have to walk in it. We make him hide in his hole. It won't work in the light. What Satan's doing in the dark won't work if there's too much light. Something has to happen before he can crawl out of that hole. Because his power only works in deception. If there's no deception, it can't work. It's flat. It has no covenant. We can put a stop to whatever he do. And it don't take a lot of us either. In fact, the Lord put it in singular terms. He said, he that believe, he that letteth will let. So one child of God that know the Lord is God can stop what Satan is doing. And in fact, I can prove it another way. The Lord's going to send two witnesses. And the Antichrist and all of his army won't be able to stop him. They're going to control the weather. If anybody bother them, they're going to speak words, and those people will be destroyed. See, people that know the Lord get to that point. You can't get to that point if you always turning your shoulder to what God give you to do. You can't be like the pastors I talk about of old and just do more of what you think is best. You gotta go in the prayer room and get the heart of God. Find what God is saying and do it. I say it again. Your anointing has a jurisdiction and a time frame. So when God gives you something to do, you must be obedient. Obedience is always very important to the anointing for it to work right. You got to be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do when you get there. And you have to be consistent. You got to keep your anointing on. That's the only way to do it. Obedience. I got a new definition for obedience, and that's prompt faithfulness. In God's specification. Not ours. Now, the enemy, he think he's so smart. And the way he does things, everything he do is full of illusion. He teach lies. He just teach lies. So he's in control of the lies of the world. The way the education system, if you want real education, you have to go and do research in libraries. What they teach you in school is controlled knowledge. What they teach you in college is controlled knowledge. Only what they condone to be true. So the scientific community as a whole, or mainstream science, they took the Darwin approach, evolution. Excuse me. See, the evolution approach is control. It's foolishness. It's propaganda. It's no better than Hitler's propaganda. No better. Same thing. So a friend of mine is a scientist, but the scientists, if they become a creationist, then they get excommunicated, and their books, you know, they got so much control that they can't publish the books. They interfere with the books that they would write. They don't call it science anymore, in other words. And the colleges, they like to they try to deprogram our children, brainwash them, in fact. You know, you got college professors that they are atheists and evolutionists and whatever else. And I've been to college. I know there's an agenda going on. Satan is behind it. So ain't no sense in getting mad at people. People are gonna be people. They really believe in what they're doing. As far-fetched as it is. See, this is how I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna read to you again what God gave me a week ago. It's going on 2 weeks now. A man on C.A. Roth told about one of the presidents was doing. Well, the Lord showed one man his heart and what he was going to do. Obama. And I saw it. I said, how could a person be that evil? He said, all who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it is there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. See, the word seek is the key after believing through Jesus Christ with faith. If you believe on Jesus Christ with faith, but you're not a person that seeks the Lord, there's a lot of things you're not going to know, and you'll just believe what you already believe. But if you seek the Lord and continue to seek the Lord as a way of life, He's going to introduce you to greater things and cause you to live far beyond what you're used to. That's what I'm talking about, why we need to follow God. Excuse me. There's a lot of things the Lord want to restore to man and give man. But he can't do it if we're not students. Okay, I'm continuing. He said, all who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter in the glories of the Lord. Now, glory can be salvation. It can be the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That was a time when Christians wouldn't even enter into that, because mainstream at that time told them not to, that it was unnecessary. And also, the people who did receive the Holy Spirit, they were kind of wild acting. They were more like what Paul told the Corinthians in chapter 14 not to be. So that made the leaders, if you don't build with God, you scatter. Now, they meant well. They were wild in their ways. They were in their own strength, they were trying to prove that the Holy Spirit is given. But the way that they acted and conducted themselves, it made people... it put a bad taste in people's mouth. People didn't want to be like that. They don't want to have church all day and night. There's a lot of things. The doctrine of sanctification. You know, see, when you walk in the love of God, you don't have to focus on what you don't do. It's a lot of things that happen that shouldn't happen. But the enemy was desperately trying to keep people from knowing that glory, the Holy Spirit. And the spiritual gifts. And the fruits of the Spirit. He was trying to keep that hidden. And just soothe us with cold religion like he always do. And some people fell for it. Some people got stuck in it. Thank God they believed on Jesus. But they didn't grow right. But some people broke through. Sought the Lord. Lived a better life. But there were so many people doing the wild stuff that... There were so many people behaving wildly that it put a bad reputation against people that were sincere and breaking through. See, when you break through, and so many people are not, they're establishing what people see. But when you break through, you see what they don't see. But see, the point is this. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not enter the glories of the Lord, nor can they value it. So, loving the world will always hinder you from going to the next glory or walking out of the glory you're already in. But the love people that love the world, they don't even enter nothing. They don't enter salvation. They don't enter the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They don't enter walking with the Spirit of God. They don't enter into talking to the Lord and the Lord talking to them face to face like Moses and Jesus. So they can't, they don't enter into it and they can't value it. He said, nor can they value it. Then he said this, they will never yield. They are opposite. That's because they love the world. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. See, if a person can't be subject to God, they can't go to heaven. That's a fact. If you don't get saved, you tell people about Jesus, they hear what you say, they know what you say, but they don't believe it, so they can't value it, and they won't enter into it because they already love the world. And no man can serve two masters. If a man is obsessively greedy, he's going to be greedy. That's his God. If a person's got pride in their heart, he got to serve his God. Pride. He's going to always be opposite. Pride is opposition. He said, all others were rejected. Okay, only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. Only those who love and come to truth. They want it. They'll receive. They want their dark. They don't care if their darkness is exposed. They want out of darkness. They just want to be right now. Even if they did terrible things, they say, I did this crap. I hate it. But they want truth. And when they see the light, they're coming. Everybody who want truth will come to the light. They just need us to tell them. How can they hear without a preacher? We need to live the life and be covenant appropriate. And I know for a fact that as much as I've known the Lord, as all the things I've been through, I know I got a lot of room for improvement. So I know the time is short. I know that his return is imminent. And I'm asking the Lord, help me be covenant appropriate. Help me not chicken out. Help me speak what I need to speak. Help me live before you. Everywhere. And I also want to be time appropriate. I want to be on time with what he wants me to do. Covenant appropriate includes time. He said all others were rejected. Only those who love and come to truth will receive salvation. All others were rejected according to the parable of the sower. Now I say it ended according to the parable of the sower because it gave three reasons why people don't bear fruit. They don't receive the word in their heart and produce fruit. There's nothing wrong with the word, but if something's wrong with the ground, the soil, the heart, then the fruit can't, the seed can't work right. But one did, three didn't. The wayside heart, stony ground, and then seed sown among thorns. It choked the word, couldn't bear fruit. But they that are a good and honest heart, they bring forth fruit with patience. I like Luke 8's rendition of it. So for those same three reasons, that's why people backslide. That's why people become false prophets. That's why people become the enemy of God, because they love the world somewhere. They don't have the brace of the word to grow forward. So don't get mad at another man's anointing because they're giving you something that people you trust the most don't talk about. That doesn't mean it's not valid. You have to go to the Holy Spirit. Now, the enemy is trying to control, I'm going to point out three things right now. The education system, the religious system, and the scientific, the worldly science. He's trying to control it. If he can control those three things, he can control the people. Because they people trust what they learn. And when it and a proud man, a proud mind, if it knows something, the peacock feathers come out. I know this. I know what I'm talking about. That's how they act. And they can't, when a man leans, if Satan can get you to lean to your own understanding, he can manipulate your life. But if you're the kind of person who look to the Lord, you will always rise above. You will always be a rise higher than the world system. And sometimes people are rising. They're not there yet, but they're rising and they're on their way. If you keep the process going, your eyes will be in your head. You'll be able to see the world system for the lie that it really is, as you adopt and operate in the principles of God. So if leaders, if mainstream preachers don't see what God is doing, and they're already convinced in parts of the world, then they can't rise above. But if they look to the Lord, God will show them details that they don't know. And people laugh, well, nobody's seen a giant in years. That's old. We talk about David and Goliath all the time. But I'm going to share something as I close because I'm out of time. My daughter, I was telling her about the giants. And she told me about, I told her how they live underground in caves and in caves. She showed me a map of all the where people go missing continually. Then another map where all the caves are. And the ones where the caves were, they were, it's clear. And they put the one with the caves on top of the one where people go missing, and they match. So, see, giants get hungry. And they live underground and in caves. They're not allowed to come to the surface. That's not the point. What God is doing is, what God is raising up is the point.